Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Can't touch this. Can't touch this. Stop. Hammer time.
Good morning, Hammer.
Good morning, guys, especially AJ.
Especially AJ.
I owe him an apology.
Oh.
Yeah. So,
I'm listening.
Yeah, back in my, like, my final years of college, so this is my, around, I don't know when you first start working with the Padres. He had, like, sent this tweet out, like, yo, I'm going to be start working with the Padres and all this. So I was like, all right, cool, I'm going to follow this guy. Well, I used to get hammered drunk in college and just, like, talk smack to this guy on Twitter all the time, every single time he used to.
What?
Like, yeah, if he used to, like, tweet something on the podcast.
And you used to just blend in with
Everyone else.
Are you kidding me?
I used to be one of the drunk dudes like during a Padre game, and like AJ would tweet something I didn't like, and I would just like I'd tweet back.
I will say, like, there's a lot of tweets that I A, can't respond to, or B, don't respond to because there's no good in me responding to it, that I laugh my ass off when I read them.
Yes.
Like, he had the one that I really got on him was for Fernando Tatis, he did F-Tat. I couldn't get over that.
That was a bit. Like, I think that's a horrible nickname.
Oh, God. Yeah, I just did a search.
Yeah.
I just did a search.
Yeah, this is real. This happened.
Okay, here we go. Are you guys ready for this?
Oh, my God.
All right.
Oh, God.
March 13th, 2016. Yeah, Alex Perlin to AJ Cassaville. My passion for the Padres burns more than 1,000 suns. Don't screw this up.
March 13th, 2016. That might have been. Was that in response to my tweet that I got the beat?
Absolutely.
That was exactly like a couple days after I started.
That's exactly.
I mean,
right.
I had been at MLB.com, but that was right around the time when I took over for Corey.
Then you got this one from February 25th. Oh, so I guess we just at ourselves on Twitter now. Oh my God, Hammer, you're a jerk.
I know. That's why I have the apology.
I'm not looking at these, so you wanna read it?
This is the F-Tat. It's the F-Tat in the game at shortstop. And then this was going to be a once-a-year type nickname, but you guys had such a good reaction. I think I'll up that usage. And then Hammer says, I guess we just at ourselves on Twitter now. Sad face emoji. Why are you such a jerk?
I wanted to apologize.
See, now, Hammer.
I think for F-Tat, I deserved that. And, like, my primary reason for doing F-Tat was to inspire reactions like that. And you know what? The last time I did it, no one really cared anymore, and so I think I'm shutting down F-Tat.
And I'll tell you something, Hammer. As somebody that's been in the business a while, that has never burned a bridge or never been snarky on Twitter, you got to clean it up, man. You really do.
And that's what I'm trying to do right now.
Hammer, you saw what happened to me when I tried to get a job here, right? You were there for me being mean on Twitter, right?
And now that AJ's a part of the 973 The Fan family,
yes.
I was like, all right, I got to clear the water.
Oh,
right
my
now.
God.
I appreciate that you were open and willing to admit that.
Now, here's the other thing that's... You had no idea who Alex Perlin the Hammer was, right? You would never have known this had he not mentioned it.
I don't think I knew his name was Alex until, like, the last time I was here.
Nobody does. Holy crap, Hammer. And my heart, did you delete anything? Because there was only 4 or 5 up there.
I may have. I mean, I used to get pretty drunk in college, so my tweets were outrageous.
I will admit that when I finally started making calls over here to come work here, I deleted a lot of tweets.
Yeah, it's tough.
I went back just in case.
Anyways, for my Hammer time, we still got some time.
Yeah, we got time.
Back in college, I also used to get really drunk and go on chat roulette. I don't know know what chat roulette is.
I don't.
Oh, so it's this website you go on. It's basically like
it's the worst.
It's a webcam, and other people go on this website. It's the webcam. It's usually another person, and like I used to try to go on there and find girls. It's like, you know, webcams. You find another girl to do some stuff with. Ooh. But that's not how it would ever go down, chat roulette. You used to find the weirdest stuff on the planet.
It's just a bunch of wieners.
It was just a bunch of dudes out there looking for the same thing I was, just thirsty, desperate men just in front of their computers with no clothes on.
I'd like to speak to a woman at 1-833-288-0973. Just any woman listening that has ever gotten a picture, an unsolicited picture, and thought to herself, I'm in, and closed that deal. That's what I, because I know that that happens a lot with men, the unsolicited picture.
Oh, yeah.
And I want to know from one woman out there, if it's ever happened, yeah, guy, you know, we met online, he sent me a picture of his junk, I told him to come over to the house.
But that wasn't the point of chat roulette, like,
wasn't it?
Well,
all right, let me ask you a question. This may be uncomfortable. Was Littlehammer ever on chat roulette?
Guaranteed.
Eventually.
Guaranteed. Yeah.
But it wouldn't,
it's unbelievable.
It wouldn't start
you were absolutely one of those guys.
On the webcam, like, I wouldn't, initially, that wasn't the first thing you saw. I would engage conversations with these women. And then that was the point of chat roulette. It was an experience, though. One I'll never forget.
Yeah, I mean, I still... How old are you, AJ?
30.
30. Oh, God, you're so young. You guys had that ability to meet girls online, which I never did.
It's the best.
Yeah, I bet it was. Fish in a barrel. Yeah.
Yeah, me and the like football dudes, we used to all get on just chat roulette
naked
at once.
And all together. And...
We wouldn't all get naked, only some of us. And then we just watch. And then
all right, this it's getting stuff would come it's, after. We're devolving here. We've got a guest in studio.
I thought we'd break down chat roulette. I thought we all knew about
it. Trainwreck Friday.
I'm so glad that I don't know what chat roulette is.
You would have loved it.
I probably would.
You might have thrived.
Fairly devious myself, Hammer, as you know. All right, thank you, Hammer. That was
Stop Hammer Time.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.